Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that has lost a good and decent and very capable public servant with the death of Bob Dole. There's also a great column about the goodness of Bob Dole. Interesting that the title is The Goodness, Not the Greatness of Bob Dole. The author of the column is somebody where the term greatness can be applied when it comes to commentary. George Will, for many, many years, certainly the most influential conservative columnist in America's media. He is the author most recently of American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020. And it's a fascinating book to look back on because it looks back on some of George Will's columns on multiple subjects of interest. And to avoid anything too depressing, we're not going to talk about the current work stoppage in baseball, which is just one of those senseless stories that, not to start there, I mean, with Russia on the verge of invading Ukraine. You want to talk about Russia and Ukraine first, Mr. Will?
Yeah, it's an ominous moment, because clearly Mr. Putin is coldly trying to assess the risks, if such there are, of him continuing what is well underway after he bit off the Crimea, which is nothing less than the dismemberment of the geographically largest nation in Europe. This is an immense moment, the continuation, as I say, of an immense process that began with the nibbling away at the Crimea. We tend to think that the order and norms established at the end of the Second World War in 1945 are still in play. They're not, and we had better recognize that.
It's 175,000 troops supposedly massed at the border. The Russians say why do they say they're massed at the border? Because they say they're not going to invade.
Yeah, well, first of all, in the age of satellites, there are no secrets. We know just how many are there, and I assume we have kind of eavesdropping capabilities that we know something about the chatter between the Moscow and the front down there. So it's a big moment coming up when Mr. Putin talks virtually with President Biden. It's a delicate moment for President Biden to say credibly that there are the risks outweigh the benefits to Mr. Putin. The problem is Putin believes that the collapse of the Soviet Union was, as he put it, the greatest geopolitical tragedy of the 20th century. He has a terrific grudge against the West, against NATO particularly. Ukraine, unhappily, is not a member of NATO. I wish it were. It's in that never-never land where the people and the leaders look east toward Western Europe, and this just rankles Putin tremendously, whose aim is to restore the satellite status of what used to be members of the Soviet Union.
Well, again, it is, and the Ukrainians have a considerable military. Apparently it was strengthened by some recent American sales of weaponry to Ukraine. Could this be an actual full-scale ground war between Ukraine and the Russian Federation?
It could be, but Mr. Putin seems to prefer a kind of incrementalist approach, the hybrid warfare featuring the little green men. It's not quite warfare. It's certainly not peace. Because there is no peer power there, no United States forces close there, because Ukraine is not in NATO, it's entirely up to Putin to turn the rheostat up or down on this use of force. He has the initiative, as an aggressor often does, and that's an advantage.
Again, it's not inspiring or certainly encouraging, I'm sure, for the Ukrainians to see the way that the Biden administration handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Well, that's right. I think the more we watch what has unfolded since then, the more we realize that was a really epical, really defining moment for this administration, because what people had said was, Joe Biden's not exciting, but he brings competence back to Washington. And that was, if nothing else, rank incompetence. And rank incompetence that radiates, in the sense that people said, oh my gosh, do we really want to link our fortunes to this? Those are the people on our side. Our adversaries said, oh my goodness, these people are less formidable than we thought, which is a very dangerous thought to allow to get loose in their minds.
Okay, speaking about formidable people and the presidency of the United States, Bob Dole, who I know you knew, will be missed. But one of the things that's fascinating to think about is you wrote your outstanding columnist post to our website on the Michael Medved show, michaelmedved.com, The Goodness of Bob Dole. It's difficult to imagine him even winning a nomination in today's politics, isn't it? I mean, he's so formidably different from one of his longtime Senate colleagues who is there in the presidency now, or President Obama, another former senator, or President Trump. Could Bob Dole make it in today's politics?
No, certainly not, because Bob Dole was a legislator through and through. Now, that was a handicap in presidential politics, because in presidential politics, the American people want executive clarity and boldness and decisiveness. Legislative politics is inherently incremental. Legislative bargaining is, I'll help you with X if you help me with Y. It's murky, it's muddy, it's dusty, it's unheroic, but boy, is it necessary. And to see the Senate nowadays, when they can't bargain with one another, they can't split differences on matters that should be splittable differences, money, appropriations, things of that sort, it's very dispiriting, and Bob Dole's death makes one hearken back to some of his big achievements, the Americans with Disabilities Act, helping put Social Security back on a solvent trajectory in the 1980s. Longtime senator, long list of achievements.
Yeah, and the part of the problem today is literally all those guys on both sides seem to be running for president, right?
Well, that's right. Now, the tragedy of Bob's life, a number of them. He had a number of really close calls. He almost got out of the Second World War less than a month before the Germans surrendered. He's badly, terribly wounded by a shell in Italy. He almost won the Republican nomination in 1988. If he had won, he surely would have been president, because the Republicans didn't want Dukakis. They wanted a third Reagan term, which Dole would have offered them. He finally gets the Republican nomination a little bit too late in 1996. So he's a man who could have been embittered by a number of life's close calls, but he wasn't. He retained his acerbic, self-deprecating sense of humor, which made him a delight to be around.
Yes, and we will get to that. And folks should read and savor the beautifully written column, The Goodness of Bob Dole, by the great George Will. Merry Christmas to you, sir. And let's get back to baseball soon. We'll be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Actually, with this version and with the voice of the great Frank Sinatra, this might not be Jingle Bells as much as Swingle Bells, right? Because it swings, which is appropriate, wishing everybody the very, very best of the Christmas season. Maybe the Christmas season will help people calm down a little bit from the desperation and the the true freak out by a lot of voices in the establishment media. There is a huge piece in the New York Times appeared yesterday. It's a piece by Amy Littlefield, a journalist, as she's described, who focuses on reproductive health. And it always strikes me as peculiar when they classify abortion as an issue of reproductive health. Because, okay, I know there are times when abortion is absolutely necessary to protect the mother's health. But generally, when you think about reproductive health, you're thinking about wanting everything to go well with the pregnancy. And it's kind of tough to say that, we had a successful pregnancy here that ended in abortion. But that's a different matter. They have this huge piece by Amy Littlefield, which is entitled Losing the Fight Over Abortion. The pro-choice movement is being forced to reckon with its mistakes. And see, part of what they mistake here is the whole idea that somehow this is simply a question of legal technicalities and details of legislation and details of court cases, whereas with most fateful decisions in a democratic republic, it's really about public opinion. And the truth of the matter is that what was wrong with Roe v. Wade, which was the central mistake, was it went way beyond what public opinion was at the time. There had been a bunch of states that had legalized abortion, but with restrictions at the time. And then you have this sweeping, vaporous, amorphous decision that is not based on anything in the Constitution, and a decision that overturns all of these painstakingly crafted compromises and decisions that had made by various states in either reforming or establishing regulations about abortion. There is an email that came in, and I appreciate it, concerning my column, which appeared on Friday. It's going to be in our newsletter this week. It's a Newsweek column that I did, Robert from Land O'Lakes, Florida, writes in, I've just read your Newsweek article, Liberal Justices Demand an Almighty Court. Great article. One thing I wanted to ask you about, and provide the answer here, Robert. There's one argument against Roe v. Wade that I don't tend to like. That is pointing out that a right to abortion can't be found in the Constitution. I recall learning that many who opposed adopting the Bill of Rights did so not because they opposed those rights, but because they opposed any enumeration of citizens' rights in the Constitution, as it would insinuate that those enumerated rights were the only rights we have, and that these opinions were somewhat assuaged by the inclusion of the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, which generally say that they're rights that are reserved to the people and to the states. So while it can be argued that a right to abortion isn't in the Constitution, it seems to me that that point alone should not be presented as proof that the Constitution does not support such a right. Would you agree? Actually, Robert, respectfully, I would not. You're right that they have found, they have expanded rights like the right to a fair trial, even the Heller case recently expanded and enumerated more specifically the right to bear arms. But these are things and subjects and areas that were covered in the Constitution. And the problem with the right to abortion, so-called, is it's based upon what is called the right to privacy, which is based on an earlier case, the Griswold case, eight years earlier than the Roe v. Wade, and which established a right to privacy, okay? there is no right to privacy in the Constitution. You can say that there are hints about privacy, no search and seizures, but it's meant very, very different things. And the reason that I think it is very relevant to point out that the Constitution says nothing about abortion is because it's not an area even in which they were engaged in the Constitution. And see, here's the difficulty. Generally, we believe that the government of the United States is rules with the consent of the governed. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. And that means that when you pass a law, a law is passed by the people's elected representatives, like all those statewide abortion laws that Roe v. Wade overturned. So on what authority does the Supreme Court of the United States take all of these 46, there were 46 states that had abortion laws and abortion limitations, and then Roe overrides them? Based on what? Who elected these guys? Particularly to do something that involves scrapping laws that existed. Now, that can happen. But it happens when you have a constitutional amendment. The constitutional amendment, 14th Amendment, which provided equal protection of the laws and was meant to overcome racism, it took a while for the court to use that amendment, but it used the text of the amendment, which clearly was adopted for that purpose. There's nothing like that regarding abortion. There are individual state decisions that had been made that, by the way, and if Roe is overturned, and I don't think the whole decision will be overturned, but what they will do is give the states more leeway, it seems to me, without overturning all of Roe. And the reason it's very relevant to say that there was no mention of abortion in the Constitution is because for literally 100 years, no, much more than 100 years, 200 years, no one even suspected that there was such a thing as a right to abortion. So if you are thinking that there is a hint of something in the Constitution, then just discovering it all of a sudden is a willful act by people who weren't elected for that purpose. In fact, they weren't elected at all. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed into law, Democrats are focusing on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, which they believe would build a bigger middle class and provide Americans with better benefits such as health care and lower drug prices. The president says through the bill, more Americans will get health insurance to pay for drugs such as insulin.
For people who don't have health insurance, we're helping you get insurance. That way, people with diabetes can get protected with that $35 copay cap.
Republicans worry that if President Biden's agenda gets signed into law, inflation will increase based on all of the government spending Democrats have been doing. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, yes, we do traditionally every year, at least a few times during Christmas season, play this novelty record, which is called Oi to the World, a Klezmer Christmas, which tries to take some of the well-known Christmas melodies and to give them a distinctly Eastern European Jewish flavor, as in klezmer music, which is what you're hearing there. Some people hate it. I actually think it's kind of clever and not meant to be sacrilegious for either religious tradition. Speaking of sacrilegious, we were talking before about the freak out of many people on the left concerning the prospect of a more moderate, more middle of the road abortion regulation position in terms of giving some of the power, maybe not all of it, but some of the power back to the states to regulate the taking of a life. You may say it's not a person's life, but it is distinctly human, in the act of abortion. The view, of course, believes that the real crime has to do with any limitation on access to abortion. Joy Behar last week, and it's so notably insane. And by the way, and I would be glad to take a call if somebody wants to explain to me what she is trying to say here. But listen carefully and try to see if you can understand this on any level. This is a clip 12. Listen, Joy Behar on The View.
If you watch America, which I like to watch America, and I watch television a lot, it's a very interesting schism that goes on here. Because on the one hand, sex sells everywhere. I mean, you can't see an aspirin commercial without somebody having sex. Mm-hmm. You cannot turn on any program, especially on
except
streaming, where people are having there's soft porn everywhere now.
Right.
They encourage all of that. It sells everything. Sex sells. Yeah. And yet when it comes to the reality of pregnancy, this particular group of people on the right in this country and these religious zealots do not understand the reality of what happens when you have sex. It's almost like they don't want to see that part. They just want to see the fun in the bed, not the second part.
Well, let's see what conservative Congress people do now when they get their mistresses pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think this is a characteristic of conservatives, that they just want to have the sex-crazed conservatives just want to have the fun of sex without understanding any consequences? This, by the way, is why one of the biggest lines advocating for abortion on demand at the time of Roe v. Wade, and even before Roe v. Wade, when there were debates going on in the states to what extent abortion should be regulated, one of the big arguments that people made was that if you have abortion, you will solve the problem of unwanted pregnancies. Is that it would mean that you no longer have the problem of unwed mothers, you no longer have people giving birth out of wedlock. They used to say, it was a slogan for Planned Parenthood, every child a wanted child. And of course that should be the ideal. But the difficulty was that unwanted pregnancies, birth out of wedlock, skyrocketed after Roe v. Wade. Why? Because it did precisely what Joy Behar is somehow suggesting that Roe v. Wade didn't, which is the idea of separating sex from consequences. This has never been a conservative position. The conservative position always has been is that sex has very serious consequences. It's one of those reasons that who worries more about the idea of babies being born outside of marriage? Is that a conservative concern? Or is that a concern only of people on The View? I mean, how absurd is this? It is a deep conservative concern. It is a deep traditionalist concern. It is a deep religious concern that bringing a baby into the world is pretty much the most consequential thing you can do in a life. And then the obligation to care for that baby and provide for that baby and to love for that baby and to raise that baby, that's part of what makes us human. And what makes us noble. And what's so funny is to hear Joy Behar, who is not, I don't think in any sense, a traditionalist, certainly hasn't expressed a lot before, complaining about sex being used everywhere to sell, and then that somehow meaning that there should be no restriction on abortion. Doesn't unrestricted abortion only undermine the relationship between sex and consequences? And claim that, of course, you can have all the sex you want without consequences because you can, quote, take care of any consequences very easily? It's a very, very peculiar point of view or argument that she is trying to make and to raise. With all of that going on, we are still coming toward the end of the year. They still have a problem, even though they won't have a government shutdown. I think it's until February now is the next government shutdown deadline. But at some point in December, they have to raise the debt ceiling. Otherwise, it's going to be truly, truly problematic. So they're continuing to work on the Build Back Better bill, the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. And Senator John Kennedy, who's always fairly entertaining and folksy, was actually very entertaining and very folksy, speaking about some of the provisions in that particular bill, which he opposes. He's a Republican from Louisiana, that he opposes strongly. He was speaking on Fox News. Listen, this is clip 8.
When I first heard about the Build Back Better bill, I thought to myself, you know, this is satire, right? And then I took a look at it, and I was amazed beyond imagination. I mean, it's breathtaking. Trillions of dollars of new spending, new taxes, new debt, new welfare programs. The only way I know how to improve it is with a shredder. It's going to fuel inflation. When a Hot Pocket costs you $10, remember, we're building back better. A new welfare program for illegal immigrants. Amnesty for illegal immigrants. Federal takeover of early childhood education and child care. Eventually, the federal government is going to want to control what they teach your kids. At least in the short term, a dramatic rise in the cost of child care.
Okay, yeah, there's some consequences there, speaking of consequences. And there is much more here when you talk about consequences. There's a headline in Scientific American, and it's not meant as a joke or a parody or anything like that. It's a piece by Harry G., who has a credible scientific background. He writes, humans are doomed to go extinct. Is that true? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brightened the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show, there is a rather dire little piece in Scientific American. I say a little piece, there's a couple of pages. It's not one of those lengthy magazine articles, like there's a new big Atlantic piece, which takes a long time. I mean, it's 20, 30, no, it's 40 pages. Which is a substantial investment in reviewing an article. I'm talking about an Atlantic piece about the anticipating a pro-Trump coup that is successful this time in 2024. We'll be talking about that, I am sure. This is a piece with the headline, Humans Are Doomed to Go Extinct, and it's published in Scientific American. And it's interesting, and it begins with a few acknowledgments. The author is named Harry G., who is a well-credentialed academic, and he talks about how in the 1960s there was a threat of nuclear annihilation, there was a threat of overpopulation, and people, and he talks about a Tom Lehrer song, interestingly. We were just talking about the same song at our Hanukkah table over the weekend because Tom Lehrer wrote a clever song about Hanukkah and Santa Monica, but leave that alone. His song, I did a song called So Long Mom, a song for World War III, by saying if there's going to be any songs coming out of World War III, we'd better start writing them now. People believe that human beings could be annihilated by nuclear weapons. That seems less likely. The whole idea of being annihilated by overpopulation, that has gone away, as Scientific American acknowledges. Half a century on, the threat of nuclear annihilation has lost its imminence. As for overpopulation, more than twice as many people live on the Earth now as in 1968, and they do so in very broad brush terms, in much greater comfort and affluence than anyone suspected. Although the population is still increasing, the rate of increase has halved since 1968. Current populations vary, but the general consensus is that it will top out sometime mid-century and then start to fall rapidly. As soon as 2100, the global population size could be less than it is today. Okay, doesn't sound like extinction. But why? He is a paleontologist, Harry G. He says, as a paleontologist, I take the long view. Mammal species tend to come and go rather rapidly, appearing, flourishing, and disappearing in a million years or so. The fossil record indicates that Homo sapiens has been around for 315,000 years or so, But for most of that time, the species was rare. So rare, in fact, that it came close to extinction, perhaps more than once. Thus were sown the seeds of humanity's doom. The current population has grown very rapidly from something much smaller. The result is that as a species, Homo sapiens is extraordinarily samey. There's more genetic variation in a few troops of wild chimpanzees than in the entire human population. Lack of genetic variation is never good for species survival. What is more, over the past few decades, he writes, the quality of human sperm has declined massively, possibly leading to lower birth rates for reasons nobody is really sure about. Pollution, a byproduct of human degradation of the environment, is one possible factor. Another might be stress, which I suggest could be triggered by living in close proximity to other people for a long period. For most of human evolution, people rode light on the land, living in scattered bands. The habit of living in cities, practically on top of one another, literally so, in an apartment block, is a very recent habit. And then he brings up that the most insidious threat to humankind is something called extinction debt. There comes a time in the progress of any species, even ones that seem to be thriving, when extinction will be inevitable, no matter what they might do to avert it. The cause of extinction is usually a delayed reaction to habitat loss. The species most at risk are those that dominate particular habitat patches at the expense of others, who tend to migrate elsewhere and are therefore spread more thinly. Humans occupy more or less the whole planet, and with our sequestration of a large wedge of the productivity of this planet-wide habitat patch, we are dominant within it. Homo sapiens might therefore already be a dead species walking. The signs are already there for those willing to see them. When the habitat becomes degraded such that there are fewer resources to go around, when fertility starts to decline, when the birth rate sinks below the death rate, and when genetic resources are limited, the only way is down. The question is, how fast? And it's all fascinating. And first of all, 315,000, he says that a normal species lasts for about a million years before it reaches extinction, a normal mammalian species. So it seems like we have a ways to go. Really a ways to go if it's 315,000, another 700,000 years. And, of course, the core problem with this is a problem with many people who claim to take on a materialistic scientific point of view, is saying that human beings are just like any other species. Human beings are fundamentally different. We're not just a little smarter than chimpanzees or dolphins. We're a lot smarter. We can do things that they can't in terms of altering our environment, altering our behavior, figuring out our situation, having consciousness, having medical science, having vastly more. And none of the problems that he talks about here are problems that cannot be dealt with and addressed. And for people who are extremely panicked about global warming, the fact that there is progress on that sphere, and everybody kind of acknowledges maybe it's not fast enough, but we'll see. The notion of extinction, I think we have other things to worry about. Movie theaters, now that's a worry concerning extinction, and there is a movie out there that is somewhat controversial. Some people, I would be one included, have a tough time figuring it out, but it's a critical favorite. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Benedict Cumberbatch has attracted new Oscar buzz for his role as a tough, perpetually angry ranch boss in Montana in the 1920s in Jane Campion's artistically adventurous film, The Power of the Dog, now playing in theaters and streaming on Netflix.
A man was made by patience and the odds against him. Sort of a lonesome place out here, Pete, unless you get in the swing of things.
And the swing of things here involves a staggering parade of gorgeously captured scenes of pain, despair, and barely repressed rage. Jesse Plemons is the main character's brother who disrupts their life on the inherited ranch by bringing home a new wife, played by Kirsten Dunst, with her shy and insecure late teenage son. The film is haunting, artistic, and captivating, but also somewhat confusing and ultimately unsatisfying. It's rated R for a number of brutal, even difficult-to-watch scenes, and earns 2.5 stars. I do not believe that there will be enough people who can put together the various clues for what apparently is the sort of secret outcome that you're supposed to figure out or intuit or somehow decipher in The Power of the Dog. The Power of the Dog, the title is taken from the Book of Psalms, from Psalm number 20. And the biblical association and what that is supposed to mean is one of the film's multiple mysteries. Speaking of multiple mysteries coming up, there is a new job for Congressman Devin Nunes. You may remember he was one of President Trump's biggest allies initially during the entire Russia collusion investigation, and then later on in the term. He's resigning from Congress. Why? Not for any scandal, but because he's got a new job. And what is it? We will talk about that next time on the Medved Show. We will also talk about a new poll about the war on Christmas and a Gallup poll, which is somewhat contradictory, showing that capitalism is viewed positively by a large majority of Americans. That's good. But the image of big business has gone down. Now, why would that happen? We'll go to that and the question just alluded to, are movie theaters going the way of the dodo? Axios asked that question of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.